Gutten Erev Shabbos. We are learning Bamasiya Daf Mem Hey. Bamasiya Mem Hey. We left off on Mem Dalet Amud Beis this morning. We're up to Tznan Hassam. So we got around 60% of the way down the page, 65% of the way down the page, about 15 lines up at the bottom of the page. Tznan Hassam. We are weiter discussing the conversation of our Mishnah, which starts off with Zav versus Kesef. What's the Paris? And what's the currency? What's considered the money? And what's the Paris? That Mesan Afghina was. The base of Afghina is that you only make a Kenyan once you do Mashiach on the product. Taking hold of the money is not a Kenyan. Taking hold of the money is not a Kenyan. We only cut it with the product. So if the gold is the product, the Kenyan only takes place once the recipient of the gold, once he makes a Kenyan on the gold, but the one who's getting the silver, that's just money. His holding the money is nothing, unless, according to the end of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon says that holding the money is Yad HaYayinah. We'll get back to that. But the Mishnah then went off on a discussion whether or not is it Pasha, was it always that way? Did Rebbe always hold that gold is considered just payers and not currency? What the variety is that gold could also be considered currency. So now the Gemara is going to relate our discussion about comparing gold and silver to a Mishnah. Tananasa, we learned over there in the Mishnah, Beishamai Aymerim. Actually, no, before we see this Mishnah, just a couple points just on the Gemara we've had this morning, the Gemara we had till now. Number one, we discussed that Rebbe, in our Mishnah, we say that clearly gold is the product and silver is the currency. And Rebbe's son, Reb Shimon, said to his father, Rebbe, you Bialdusa, when you were younger, you taught that gold itself is the currency. Gold is a bigger currency even than silver. And Bizikrusa, you switched. So the Gemara explained, because there's reasons for both directions. Gold is more valuable, more chashiv. It's considered a more chashiv item, and therefore it makes sense to make that the currency. On the flip side, the silver is more, the words like Uri just used before, is more evil aseicher, and therefore the silver is more of reason to use the currency. So it's both ideas are really true. So the Gemara just seemed to explain that Rebbe first held this, then Rebbe held that. The Ritva holds, it wasn't a full-fledged chazara. It wasn't that Rebbe first held this and he was crazy to all that. When Rebbe was saying that gold is a currency, he was saying there's a svara to say it's a currency, and that still exists till today. Because it's more chashiv, and because it's chashiv and it's somewhat used as coinage, that combination would make it more of a currency somebody's than silver. Lemaisa, in his ziknus, when he got older, he switched up and said that silver is more of a currency, maybe because he's putting more of an emphasis now on Devil Asecha, but it's not negating the original svara, and therefore it's going to be very good, because throughout our sugya, we're going to see, right now coming up especially in this B'Shan B'Silo, we're going to see that it seems to be in different scenarios, we're going to view gold as peri, and certain scenarios we're going to view gold as kesef. We'll see very clearly. Like in certain dinim, we view it as a currency, as money. And in certain dinim, also we focus very much now on Maaseh Sheni. But in certain dinim, Maaseh Sheni, certain scenarios, we're going to consider it like a peri. It fits very well that, like the Ritva saying, even in Rebbe, that Rebbe was not really chayzer. It's just there are two svaras, and maybe at the later time, the second svar was more compelling, but it wasn't a full chazara. Number one. Number two, Rebbe, we actually were medaka this morning, but some pointed out to me after the shir that it's actually, it's Ramah and Simon, I think it's Reish Ben Beis. We were medaka that Reb Shimon called his father Rebbe, didn't call his father Abba. And the Ramah taka brings that a person whose father is his Rebbe, normally he refers to his father as Abba, and his Rebbe as Rebbe. And of course, we had earlier, he's supposed to give more covet to the Rebbe than the father. We had with Avedus, you take the Rebbe's Aveda first, but you're supposed to return before the father's. We had that a few months ago. Fine. But what if his father also teaches him Torah? So we say still he calls him Abba, unless his father is his Rebbe Muvik, then he calls him Rebbe. He stops calling his father Abba, and he calls him Rebbe, because being a Rebbe Muvik is more chashuv a title than being Abba. And says, I think it's in the parentheses there, the Ramah, maybe one of the Sekalim there, they bring, and what's the source of this? Like in the beginning of Azov. Like the beginning of Azov, referring to our Gemara, the Rav Shimon called his father Rebbe instead of Abba, when the father is the Rebbe Muvik, he actually referred to him as Rebbe. One more point, total side point, but once we touched on Pinyin Aben, there's a famous Yaivitz, and Gain said something similar, but definitely not to this extreme, who discusses about, Agamar mentions giving money back if you're going to make the silver totally in gold, and gold's not a currency, gold's not considered a coin, gold's considered just a payer, that's going to end up having scenarios where the person who redeemed the sum for the coin's going to have to pay back money if he got overpaid, or vice versa. But if it's fixed, if it's a currency, then whatever the father gives the coin, it's always going to be the five slums, is going to be okay. There's actually a Yaivitz that writes that the minig ha'olam b'zman hazeh should be, and he just goes back in his days already, to give the money, the coin should give the money back to the father. Some people do that till today. Some people do it, but there's no obligation. The Yavit seems to write it more, but Teres, it's Pashat that he has to give it back because our Kahanim are not Miyuchasim 100%. So yes, you have to do it because you're trying to do the mitzvah as much as possible. You're trying to do the mitzvah Pitin HaBen. But Lamais, he can't keep the money because he doesn't have a real proof that he's a Kayan and he has no right to be Maitzi the Mama from you, and therefore he should be giving it back. And other Mepharshim take issue with it. If you can make it so strong, then it kind of going to be lax with, you know, Timus, you know, with Marin Grushas or Timus Basic Varim, and therefore, you know, it's a very slippery slope. So they push back on the strength of how strong the Yavetz writes this, but he does write, and they say, if I remember correctly, about the Vilna Gaon, that he used to anytime he saw a Kayan, he would give him 5 slime for Pidgin HaBen, in case the Kayan that he was involved with by his pidgin wasn't a Michasik Kayan, he would, you know, give it to him as Matana, or as pidgin. So you do see the concept that exists, and that's not the Yavetz Chiddush, that our Kayanim are more based on what we call Chazaka, not based on, you know, not really so much that we have a foolproof assumption that Kayanim, but to take it so far to say you have to give back the money. Interesting. The Yavetz Agamar, I mean, again, this time is the Gemara. Gemara clearly says that only because the money's off would you be giving it back. Otherwise, the Kayan would be keeping it. Okay, but back in the Agamar. So in this Mishnah, Gabi Maisa Shani, so we have a discussion as follows. Bishama Emrim, Leas Adam Slayim Dinrim, Dinazov. He shouldn't make his slime into gold dinars, which means the simple taich is he shouldn't redeem silver slime of Maisa Shani. So he's already converted Maisa Shani to silver slime. He shouldn't go and redeem that with gold dinars. Ubeis Matir, but still allows it. And now we have machlokes Rebbe Chaim Shlakish in this machlokes. Rebbe Chaim Shlakish, when not true, says what? Abachad amar machlokes b'slayim al dinrim. Once the machlokes is by slayim on dinrim, meaning only when you're taking off the kedusha from slayim of Maisa Shani onto gold dinners, that's what it's machlokes. And what is that machlokes? Beshami Savi Kaspativa Vedava Peri. Mamashar discussion. Beshami says that silver is considered a coinage and gold is like a peri, and it doesn't make sense by Maisa Shani to be transferring from a currency for money. That Sarta Kesav Yadecha, you're switching it back onto Paris. Doesn't make sense, even though you are making it. Rashi says, why would I want to switch from gold, silver slum onto gold? Very obvious, because it's much easier. It's like converting, you know, a bunch of singles into 100. It's much less cumbersome to slap it up to Yishlayim. But the Maisi can't do it because since gold, according to Beis Shammai, because since the gold is a peri and the silver is a coinage, the tiv haperi lemachlina, you can't be mechal from a peri on, you can't be mechal onto peri from a coinage. Ubeisil zavri kaspa peri with avativi, and Beisil holds opposite. The kesef has a status of a peri, and the gold has the status of tiva of coinage. You could be paida from peiris onto coinage. That's the machlekes according to one of them. Avol, but peiris al dinrim. But if you have actual peiris that you want to mechal onto dinrim, onto silver coins, or onto gold coins, I should say, al dinrim onto gold coins, divrei kol mechalin, everyone agrees it works. And this is the point that I was making just a moment ago with that ritva, with Rebbe, that both things can still be true. Meaning we're clearly saying there's a machlekes whether or not you're considering gold the peri or silver the peri. Beshami is calling gold the peri, Beisil is calling silver the peri. But even Beshami, who calls gold the peri, if you're converting the actual peris of Maisa Sheni onto gold, the gabe actual peris, gold is called a coinage. Says Gemara, my taima, miti d'havi akesef Beisil, because it's the same logic as the silver coin according to Beisil, meaning kesef Beisil, avagav dekasef lagabe de'ava peirave. We're saying in Beisil clearly you can switch from silver slime onto gold dinars. Now, according to Beisil, you made the peiris onto silver slime in the first place. So you have this silver slime, which is the gabe, the gold dinner called peiris, and you have the gabe of the peiris, so it could be called money. Says Gemara, kesef Beisil, avagav dekaspa lagabe de'ava peirave, even though this kesef with regards to gold is considered peira, with regard to the actual Maisa Sheni produce, we considered it coinage to transfer the Kedusha, the Maisa Sheni Kedusha, onto the silver coins. So Zav Nami, go the opposite way, the Beis Shammai, by gold. Even though Beis Shammai was saying, according to this opinion, we're not sure if it's Reshach or Shurbegichon, but whoever it is, according to this opinion in the Machlokes, Beis Shammai is saying that the gold has a status of peri in comparison to silver, comparing the gold to actual peiris of Maisa Sheni, the gold has a status of coinage. That is all one mandamer between Rebbe Chaim Shlakish, his opinion in his explanation in the Machlokes of Yamizil. The Charamar, another one says, after peiris al dinner machlokes. No, the machlokes is even going from peiris onto gold in the first place. That meaning going from peiris directly onto gold dinrim would also be machlokes. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will still have a machlokes over there as well. Meaning, according to Beis Shammai, that we're viewing the gold as peiris, you would not be able to take the peiris and put it onto the gold. You can't bring peiris onto peiris.
Okay. Says Gemara now, according to this last opinion that says that Paris onto dinner would also be machlekes koid beishami. You cannot put a koid beisil. You can. You could put ma'aser sheni on directly onto gold dinners. So if that's the case, at the mifki b'slam at dinrim, lifting the Paris al dinrim. So ask the Gemara, why on earth are we arguing switching the silver coins into gold dinners, which is already, we didn't really focus on it, but it's already a new shaila of transferring money onto money. We know by Ma'aser Sheni, you're able to transfer the payers onto money. But who says it's so pashut you can transfer money onto other money? That's not so pashut. So that's already another element, another shlav. But according to this second opinion, in Beis Shammai, because the gold is so much considered payri, not considered currency, you can't even switch the original Ma'aser Sheni payers onto that gold. So let the machlekes be there. Let Beis Shammai Basil argue about switching payers onto gold and say, Basil holds you can, and Beis Shammai holds you cannot. Why are we going to a case of switching silver onto the gold? Says Gemara, lifting with Paris al dinner. Why don't we discuss machlokes? We converting the Paris themselves onto dinner. That according to Basil works, but according to Bishami, because gold is not a currency, it doesn't work. Answers Gemara, if we Paris al dinner, if you would have argued by the case of Paris al dinner, have been hanimili Paris al hanimili Paris al dinarim. Avo b'slam al dinarim b'idlam b'silah b'shamay da'ave l'gabi kaspa perave. Gemara is very simple because it's almost like the Gemara elsewhere would use lashon of le'diach kecha b'silah. Because if you would just talk about an argument of whether you could put Paris onto the Paris of Ma'aser Sheni onto gold, and Basil says yes, Bishami says no, I would say that's the Paris onto gold. But if you already put the Paris onto silver, and now you want to put the silver onto gold, even Basil agrees you can't do that. He agrees to Bishami, he can't do that, and that's not true. We want to get to that point that Basil holds, even that you could do. Says Gemara, I would say, that the gold with regard to Kesef is certainly called a peri. So therefore, we set up the Mishnah in a way to show the idea that even from silver coins onto gold, that also is allowed, it's considered a coin onto a coin and not onto peri. So that's the machlokes of Rechon and Rish Lakish regarding the Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni. Now, we don't know which one holds which. We don't know what Rabbi Yechon holds. Is Rabbi Yechon the first Lashon, Rabbi Shlakish second Lashon, or vice versa? Zemar now is going to try and bring a proof. Testayim. Rabbi Yechon Hudamar Eimechalin. Let's bring a proof that Rabbi Yechon is one that says you can't go from Ma'aser Sheni produce directly onto gold according to Beis Shammai, meaning he's that second Lashon. He's the second opinion that we brought. That you can't be Mechalin from Paris right onto dinner, onto gold dinner, according to Beis Shammai. Let's bring a proof of Rabbi Yechon. Damar Rabbi Yechon on top of Mem Hayam and Aleph. Aser lelivais b'diner b'diner. It's aser to borrow a diner for a diner. You can't borrow a diner for dinner. Top Rashi. Shem Yikru. Maybe it's going to go up in value. V'yavali d'iribis. We're talking about dinners of there, and we're concerned that maybe I borrowed a diner. Dinner became worth more, and when I pay back, I'm paying back more than I borrowed. Kind of like the saw b'saw idea we had before. The saw of grain for a saw of grain. That exact idea as we had before. But now, the more elaborates. Dinner demai. Which dinner are we talking about that was saying it's usher to lend a dinner for a dinner? If you're talking about a dinner of kesef, a dinner of kesef, legabin avshei, mikleman, the amar, lav tivahave, is there anyone that says when you're handling silver coins in and of itself, when you're comparing it to gold, maybe silver compared to gold is not a coin, but silver coin, silver dinrim, when you're dealing with other silver dinrim, is there any time in the world that's not strictly considered kesef, considered coins? Of course it is. So that can't be an issue of looking like, you know, of looking like ribbis, like Rashi says. Says Gemara, El Pshita must be, what are we talking about? Just in case I skip, Mi'eklamad Amar, Lav Tivav, is anyone hold that's not considered money? El Pshita, dinner shows up, dinner shows up. It must be the dinner in the context of Rebekah was talking about, is the dinner of Zav. And we're saying the dinner of Zav, the gold dinner, is the problem that it may look like the same as Sabasa, like a prey, like Peri for Peri, which could be a problem. Says Gemara, now Ulaman. Now who is Rebekah saying this in? Either Beis Hillel, Harmer Tivav, or Beis Hillel says clearly gold dinrim are considered a coinage. You're allowed to convert the silver dinrim into gold dinrim. It's obviously considered coined, the gold dinrim. That can't be, so there shouldn't be an issue of sabasa of dinim and dinner. El Beis Shammai must be going Beis Shammai. Ushmami Rabbi Yechon Hudamar Eimechalin. Must be going Beis Shammai. And we have a riot there. Rabbi Yechon is one that says, Hudamar Eimechalin. He's one that says that you cannot be Mechalal. The silver dinrim, or even the payris of Ma'aser Sheni onto gold, because gold has a din like a payri itself. So we have good raya. Gemara says no. Light. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yechon is one that says that according to Beis Shammai, you could be mechal from payris onto gold coins, and it was Reish Lakish who took the other opinion in Beis Shammai. What's his business with halva? V'shayni halva. Kiva to the Indian Mekha Memker, Shavir Abban and Kipere. Halva is different because since with regard to Mekha Memker, when someone is selling coins, here's where we start to get a little, you know, a little more confusing with our whole Bizman Azeh, this is actually much more confusing. Because today, everything, I mean, In some ways, it's easy, in some ways, it's harder. Our currencies used to be backed by gold and by silver. So that would make it more difficult. So in some ways, it's easier because our currencies are not even backed anymore. So currency is currency. But we all certainly look at silver and gold strictly as commodities. We don't look at it so much as coinage anymore. So to us, it's more native to being a commodity. So Agamar says over here, if someone is exchanging money for gold, even if it's gold coins, that certainly would give a status to the gold coins as payri. Says the Gemara, shiny halva, so halva is different. Since the guy buying and selling, shavin rabbanim kipayri. Rabbanim said over there, for sure we view the gold coins as payris. So if let's say I go and take 25 silver dinar, which is the price to buy a gold coin, the Chacham say in that transaction we look at the gold as a payri and the coins as the and the silver as the coinage, because we say the gold appreciates or depreciates much more in much higher quantities as compared to silver. Okay, so the gabi avanami perhavi. So when it comes to a loan, since by mechamemker we have this concern and we treat an exchange of silver for gold as the gold's the payri, which is really kind of the first words of our Mishnah, the first words of our Perek, that Zav is Nikna, the Kenyan is with the Zav, that's the product, and the Kesef, the silver, is the money. So since that's how we treat it by Mechamemker, so therefore by Alva also, we're going to treat it that way, and therefore we're going to treat a dinner of gold for even returning back that same dinner of gold, it's no different than Zav Besa, and it's a problem. But it doesn't mean that we're saying that eliminating the fact that gold has a status of coinage, of currency, could be gold coins, also could still be currency, it's just Malva, similar to Mechamemker, we are concerned. Says Mechamemker, Mestaver, Sakam Mestaver this way. Tchilas Ravan, when Ravan came, Amar Beichanan, Ravan came, he said, in the name of Beichanan, Afal Pisha Amru, Asalovais Dina Bediner. He said, Beichanan, who quoted this member from, who's trying to make a proof that gold is considered payris, is because he said, it's us to lend a dinner for a dinner. So even though Beichanan said that, beautiful, but you can still be Mechal Ma'asheni onto the gold. So we see very clearly, not only we try to be right there, because one that says, according to Beishami, cannot be Mechal Ma'asheni onto gold, directly Ma'asheni onto gold, because the gold is considered a peri. And we won't be right that that's a Rechon Shita, because you can't lend a dinner and take back a dinner, and we're deflecting and saying, no, lending a dinner for a dinner is a problem, because that was Mechal Memgar, and over there we look at the gold as a peri. But when you want to redeem Ma'asheni, says Rav in the name of Beichanan, you can still redeem Ma'asheni onto gold coins. So if anything, it's almost we have a Shmamina Araya the other way. That Rav Yechon's Amar that says Beshame agrees that you could redeem the payers directly onto gold coins, and it's Rav Yishlokish that says, according to Beshame, you cannot. Says Gemara now. Tashema, this is going to be a kasha, according to whichever Amar, we seem to have proven that Rav Yishlokish is the one that says you cannot redeem the Ma'aser Sheni directly onto gold based on this last report from Ravin, but it's whichever opinion says you cannot do it, that second Lashon, where's the Kasha on that Lashon? That according to Meshami, you can't redeem payers Ma'aser Sheni directly onto gold coins, ask him our Kasha. HaPeret Salam HaMais Ma'aser Sheni, one is coming to convert his prutas, Ma'aser Sheni into a silver coin. He wants to add up all his prutas to make it into Ma'aser Sheni. Into a silver Ma'aser Sheni coin. Beishama Emrim b'chol asela mois. He can convert it all. He can convert all the copper coins into silver. Beisila Emrim b'shekel kesef b'shekel mois. Beisila says no. He converts a shekel of the copper into silver, and he keeps the shekel as copper coins. Meaning, basically, we're saying he could do half and half. You do half and half. He doesn't. You don't convert it all. You don't convert it all. You're doing half. What's the idea? The idea actually is that if he converts it all, it's going to create a major market shortage when everyone comes to Yerushalayim and no one has copper coins because they've all converted their Ma'aser Sheni coins, their Ma'aser Sheni produce into, they've converted it into, he's converted it into someone's feedback. It's been converted into silver coins. So there's going to be a major shortage in Yerushalayim of copper coins because everyone's coming with silver coins, and that's going to drive up the price of copper coins. When there's a shortage of it, it'll actually drive it up. And now it's going to get less bang for their buck to spend on Ma'aser Sheni. It's going to have a terrible negative effect on the value you're getting for your Ma'aser Sheni to eat in Yerushalayim. And therefore, you got to, Rabbi Shlomo says, you got to keep half and half. Okay. But it says the Gemara now, Hashlo Beshamai, the Kabe Prita Mechlinan, Beshamai is allowing to convert the Ma'aser Sheni fruit onto copper. That's the part that we need. Lagabi David Mvoi, Bishlul also keeps that, by the way. Bishlul just says you only convert half the copper into silver, and Rishabi says not. By the way, before we had a problem of, may come up with the Gemara itself, before we had a problem of converting coins into coins, the first should speak out, but if it's Pashat, that when it's going to be too cumbersome to take it up to Yerushalayim, if you have all these small coins, you're allowed to, as long as it's for the benefit of Maaseh Sheni, you can convert your first level coins, your copper, Prutas of Maaseh Sheni, into silver. That's not the issue. Bishlul is saying you could do it on all the money, and Bishlul is saying you have to do it on part because we don't want to create an artificial shortage of copper coins. By the way, Bisham is allowing copper to be the redemption for these payers of Maaseh Sheni. If copper works, certainly gold should work. Says Mahashta Bisham Gabi Prita Mechalilan Legabi Davi. But you can tell me if copper works and gold doesn't work. Doesn't make sense. Answer the Mara, yes. Shiny Priti, but Ashton the Sang Harifi. Copper is different because, like we pointed out this morning, earlier on towards the top of Mem Dalam Beis, that copper is not so useful, it's not so accepted in all locales. It's not as accepted in all locales like silver is. It's less accepted all over than silver is. But in the places where copper is accepted, the place where it's used, it's actually more common. Argomar is comparing it to gold. It's more common than gold. So the fact that copper works as a redemption for the Maaseh Sheni produce is not a riot that gold for sure works, because where copper is used, says Gemara, Harifi, Pastor Sagin, in the place where it's used, the pritin, they are harifi, they're very sharp, they're very, very much used, even more so than gold. So it's not a riot, not a tiny. Lishnach Rina. Now we're going to have a whole new Lashon, in case you had an easy enough time keeping track till now. Not that it wasn't so schwer, but a whole new Lashon in Bechon HaMish Lakish. Meaning, we quote a Machlekes Bisham Besil in Maaseh Sheni, whether you can convert your silver slayim onto gold dinrim to take him up to Yerushalayim. That was Machlekes Bisham Besil. And we quote Machlekes Bechon HaMish Lakish, how to learn that Machlekes. Now we're bringing another Lashon in the Machlekes Bechon HaMish Lakish. Let's see. Lishna Chrina Amila Rebecha Mishlakish Chanamar Machlekes Bislam Al Dinrim. The Machlekes is converting Bishamai and Bisil argue only with the Gabi converting silver slime onto Maaseh Sheni. Silver slime, they already have Kushas Maaseh Sheni onto gold dinners. To Bishamai Savri Hakesef. Bishamai says, the Pasuk says Hakesef, and therefore we say singular Kesef Rishon like Kesef Sheni, redeem it once but not twice. Kind of alluded to that a couple moments ago. You can redeem once, not twice. Bezal Sarvi, HaKesef, Kesef Riba. It says HaKesef and Kesef twice. It comes to Marba that you can redeem it multiple times, money to money. As long as it's raining money, it's all good. Afil Kesef Sheni, even into a secondary type of money. Avo Peiris Al Dinrim. But according to this version, Peiris Al Dinrim, HaDivir HaKomach Al Dinrim. According to this version, in the Machlekes Rebbeinu Shlakish, the first opinion, I'm not sure who's saying it, either Rebbeinu Shlakish, one of them saying that the whole Machlekes is converting the silver into gold because you're making a second conversion. And is that allowed or not? But Legabi converting the payers onto gold, of course gold is considered a currency. That was never an issue. And you convert the payers onto gold. Whole issue was converting the silver into gold, not because gold's a payri, but because gold is a secondary conversion, and we don't do double conversions of coins. Says Gemara, Ava payers al dinner, divakom achlinan, dakati kesvishin, it's still kesvishin. V'charamar, the other opinion from Rebbeinu Shlakish holds, Afa Paris al dinner, not Machlekes. No, even converting the Paris into gold is still a Machlekes. Again, like Lashon Chrina before, that converting the Paris onto gold is still a Machlekes. The major difference here is not the second Lashon. The second Lashon is saying in both cases that you're not allowed to, according to Bishamai, redeem Paris of Maaseh Sheni onto gold, and according to Basil, you can. That's not changing. The major Machlekes over here is the chilek between the two Lashonis is in the first Lashon, the concern was an issue of whether gold has a status of payri, the Gabi Zav, the Gabi silver or not. That's the first interpretation. That's the machlokes over there between Meshach Beisil. Whereas according to this new version, it's nothing to do. Gold and silver are both currencies. The whole issue is whether or not you can convert a second time once you've already converted once. Says it right now. The man damas slayim al dinar machlokes. The man damas says that the machlokes says whether you can convert slayim onto dinarim, meaning that second lashon. Same question as before. There's a chazara. Ad mifki b'slama al dinarim. Why are you arguing my case of converting slayim to dinarim? Lifli b'slama al slayim. Why don't you make a machlekes about slayim onto slayim? Meaning, according to, actually, this is not, I take that back. This is going on the first lashon, the first opinion of our second lashon. In the first opinion of our second lashon, we said the machlekes is whether you could do slayim onto dinrim. Sorry, not, I was thinking payers and dinrim. Slayim onto dinrim, whether you could switch the silver into gold. And the machlekes is whether you could do a second conversion. But if that's the whole issue, it has nothing to do with silver and gold. The machlekes would be even silver onto silver. Smaller silver coins and the bigger silver coins. The machlekes simply is, can you switch from coins to coins? Nothing to do with silver and gold. So why did the Tana not set up the machlekes Bisham Beis Hillel talking about silver onto silver? Why why bring in an element, another element of potential difference making, namely the fact that one's silver, one's gold, keep it all silver and say you can't convert a second time according to Bisham, according to Bisham, you can. Says Gemara, if the machlokes is simply by Slama Aslayim, have I mean Hanimil Bislam Shaslayim, Aslayim, Ava Bislam al Dinrim, this answer is the same as the answer before. If we didn't speak out the case that according to Beis Hillel, you're able to convert from silver slime onto gold dinrim, I would have thought if you only spoke on a case of slime on slime, I would say that's the machlokes b'shamay and Beis Hillel. But Beis Hillel himself agrees to switch from silver coins to gold coins, that you can't do. So it's again like dichter Beis Hillel. Therefore, we pick the case of slime onto dinrim. Says Mara Meidle Beis Hillel b'shamay. I would have said that the Kasper pay rather the gold with regard to silver is called payrus. By saying that case. That Beis Hillel holds, even over there, you can convert from silver coins onto gold coins, and certainly from silver coins onto silver coins. We spoke about silver and gold, of Beis Hillel. Why not speak of silver, they can't even switch silver to silver. Terence says, you know, Beis Hillel is saying you can't switch from any coin to any coin. Beis Hillel is saying you can switch from silver onto gold. That's the bigger chiddush. Okay, Tashima. Let's bring another raya. This is a raya, again, legabe, this new shita that was saying according to the first opinion that Beis Hillel holds, you can't switch a secondary coin A for coin B because you can't switch from coin to coin. So we're going to get another riot on that taina. Haparitzel Shemaisa Sheni Yushalayim, one who's coming to change up prutas of Maisa Sheni in Yushalayim. Beis Hillel Bechol Sela Mois Beis Hillel Amir Beshakel Kesef Beshakel Mois. So Beis Hillel says you can switch them all into all the copper coins can be changed into silver, and Beis Hillel says you can change only the half, like a shekel's worth, into kesef, into silver, and a shekel you still leave as copper, like we said before, in order to avoid any market kind of, not purposeful, but market shortages that will be artificially created and drive the price of the copper. Now, Hashikaspa Kapipiti Machlina was saying over here, you can take off the Kedusha of silver onto copper. This is actually the other ways. This is when a person already brought. This is different than we had before. This is when a person already brought the silver coins to Yishalayim. He brought the silver, and now he wants to convert it into copper. Does he do it all at once? Does he do it all at once? Or according to Beis Hillel again, he only does half. So the reason over here to half is opposite. Now we're talking about guy only has silver coins. He made his payers onto silver in the first place, never did it onto copper. And he's Yishalayim, and he needs to convert it to smaller, his silver into copper in order to spend normal amounts. You know, go to the store. You don't go to the store. Small a store and constantly use $100 bills. They like when you use smaller bills if you're buying smaller product. So Beis Hillel says you can convert all into copper. Beis Hillel says only some. The reason is not like again. I said the same reasons before. It was going the other direction. The reason why Beis Hillel says you can do all. Beis Hillel is not concerned. You want to use all your money for Maaseh Sheni in Yushalayim, and therefore you convert all to copper, which is the easiest type of coinage to use for any types of purchases. Beis Hillel says you can't convert at all because Beis Hillel is concerned you're not going to finish using up all your Maaseh Sheni. You'll have to store some for a different time, store it with your friend in Yishlayim, maybe even take it back home. Problem is, the copper rusts and loses its value faster. And therefore, you only convert a lesser amount, only half, because in case you don't end up using it all up, we'd rather not convert all for no reason. Okay, fine. But says the Gemara now, we're saying now that you can convert the silver into copper. And you don't say you can't convert a second time into other monies. Only kesef once, not twice. Legabe only payers into kesef, not kesef into kesef. You're not saying that. So legabe da'avid, the chashiv minei, when you're switching the silver into gold, and gold's more chashiv, you're not going down from silver to copper. Up from silver to gold, merini kesefish, like kesefisheni. Could it be that over there we're going to say it's a problem kesefish, not kesefisheni? And the Mara says, yes, the obvious taina, with this we spoke about it before. Amrava, Yushalayim kamaisfis mesaftis. You're talking about in Yushalayim where he's coming to spend the money. We were talking about earlier, you know, being conversions. You're converting it in order to get it up to Yishalayim in an easier way. You can't keep converting out the different types of coinage. You got to stick with the original coinage. But in Yishalayim, whole purpose is to buy produce with it and eat in Yishalayim. So converting it to small denominations makes it easier to buy produce with it. Avada, you can convert it. Yishalayim kamayis v'es, shayim Yishalayim, Yishalayim is different. The pasuk says over there, v'nasata kesef, b'chosh tam nafshecha, b'bakar v'tzayin, you're supposed to use the money for whatever you want, whatever your heart desires, bakar, tzayin, and the only way to do that is to have money that's the most useful, evil seicher, and therefore, avada, you can switch it from silver into copper, not an issue. Our concern was outside Yishalayim, that was our shayla. Tashima. Let's again bring a riot against this first opinion. Haparitzel Maaseh Sheni, one who's being paritzela from Maaseh Sheni, he's transferring This is the case that we said before, and I mixed up a moment ago. That this is the case of copper into silver. You can convert all the copper into silver. You only do half, and like we said before, a couple times already, you only do half because we don't want to create artificial shortage of copper in Yerushalayim, copper coins, and it'll drive up the price of copper. Now, but what do we see? We see clearly that according to Bishamai, you're able to take the copper and convert it into silver. You already converted the Paris into copper, and I converted the copper into silver. You're converting coin into coin. And Bishamai said, according to the first opinion, you can't do that. According to the first opinion of Rebbe Chaim Shlach, not sure who it is, but the first Chad Amar said, you can't do that. Answers the Gemara. Ella, you're right. Tekula Ama Kesef Kesef Riba. Everyone has to agree that Kesef Kesef Riba allows you, Fafil Kesef Sheni, to go from Kesef Rishon to Kesef Sheni. So that if there's Machlaikis, El Iyatmar, Jabiechem Shimon Lakish, Hachimar. If you make a Machlaikis in this realm, this has to be the Machlaikis. Chad Amar Machlaikis B'Slam Al Dinrim, Machlaikis is converting from silver onto gold. To be Shammai Savar Gazrinan. You can't do that because with Geyser, Shammai Yisha Ali Yasef, it's a new issue. You can't convert silver to gold, not because you can't redeem money onto money. Everyone agrees you can do that. It works. The issue is a new issue. That was scared you're going to wait. How many silver coins do you need to get the gold coin? We spoke about before. 25 silver coins to get the gold coin. What if he has 12? He's going to sit and wait. Shema Yisha Aliyasev. He's going to wait for his Aliyas. Now, what does that mean? So the simple taich is, he's going to wait to be Oyla Regel until he has enough to convert 25 silver into gold, which could take a long time. And he's going to have lots of Meiser. Maisa Shani lying around, but she's going to delay till next year to bring it. Shami Yeshu Yosef, the similar Mali Zuz of a dinner, he's not going to have enough Zuz of a dinner to come to a gold dinner, not enough silver, not 25 coins, Vilay Masik, and he won't bring it up to Yerushalayim. That's a simple taich, Vilay Masik, and he won't bring it up. And Mesil Savri, like Gazun Shami Yashi Yosef, we're not scared he's going to delay his Aliyah up to Yerushalayim, to bechiv loy malu lami bedinra, even if he doesn't fill up a dinner, he doesn't have 25 silver coins to reach a dinner of gold, asuka masku, he'll still bring him up to Yerushalayim, he'll bring up the silver, ava peperis al dinrim. So according to this opinion, there's a machlaikis, whether we're geyser or not, you're not allowed to convert silver coins into gold coins because we're scared he's going to delay coming up, according to Bishamai, according to Bishol, we're not concerned. Again, when we say asuke, well, masik is going to bring it up, or he's not going to come up. We're attaching to mean he's not going to come up to Yerushalayim. He's not going to come up to make the trip to Yerushalayim. Others say that he's going to go up. He's not going to bring that money with him. A nuanced difference. Is the concern, either way, this money's being left to next year. That's the bottom line. But is it being left because he himself is going to stay back to next year? Or is it being left because he's going to leave this 12 coins, he won't go up with, but whatever other price of shady produce, whatever the coins he's redeemed, that he will go up with, just not this money, because this money is not ready to be converted into gold. Okay, but Beisham is concerned, Beisham is not concerned. Avol, the Paris Aldemar, to convert the Paris of shady directly onto gold coins, never agrees you could do that. To keep in the Markovit, the Mashalu, because since the fruits are going to rot, he's not going to delay, he's not going to sit and keep them round, and we're not going to say, oh, he doesn't have enough fruit for a gold coin, and therefore it's dangerous to let him wait for gold coin because he'll let the fruit sit around. No one lets the fruit sit around. Everyone understands that the fruit's going to rot, and he won't do that. So Chan Amar, and the other opinion from Mechel Shal Kishol, Amar, I feel Paris al Dinrim, not Mechelikis. Even converting Paris onto gold dinrim is still Mechelikis, whether or not you can, Beisilis is Javad, you can, but Beisham says you cannot convert the Paris onto gold dinrim. Okay, so we had two Lashainis in the first Malach, and then we were made it to one of the Lashainis, so we came up with a third Malach. We have ultimately, we call it roughly three Malachim in Rabbi Chaim Shlakish in the Machlokes about what the Machlokes B'Sham B'Zillah is. Says them right now. Bishlama, Lach Lisha, the Amrit, the Midrash, and Mishra Shari. It's all good according to the Lashon that says, which is this very last Lashon, that Mea Taira, B'Sham B'Zillah agree, you can convert Sloim silver coins onto gold dinrim. For Rabbanu to Gazri, and according to Beis Shammai, the Rabbanu will Gazri, according to Beisil, they won't even Gazri that. So it's very Gishmak, Festadiyak over here, Hanu to Tony Yasif Liyasa. That's why the Mishnah says Lashnav, he can make and not make. Right? What's the Lashon we keep saying over here? We keep saying Lashon in this Mishnah, whether you can be Yasa, you can make it into a conversion of slime into dinner or not. The Lashon of Yasa, of making it, sounds like it's more rabbinic, meaning you, conceptually you're allowed to, but whether or not he should or whether he could, that's the lashon. However, avol elach lishna to amrit to midraisa pligi. But if you hold mamash machlokes to raisa, whether or not you could do one redemption into second redemption, going from Paris to silver and then silver to gold, that's a deraisic issue according to Bishamai, according to some of the early shaynas. So then the lashon should be mechalina v'lemechalina b'alei. The lashon should be whether you can mechal or not, not yasev le'yasev, but rather mechalina or not, because it's lashon whether you can mechal or not. It's not pshat midraisi mechal midrabbanan. We're saying don't do it. That's shemak say lashon yasa. But we're saying mechalina. The lashon of deraisa should be whether it works as a chil or not. And the fact that it doesn't say that is a little bit shver versus taka. It's kasha on those earlier shenas. So I heard actually earlier today, I heard from Rabbi Rasner Shlita. I was also a big Talmud of Rav Hirshel Schechter. Rav Hirshel Schechter was very, very want. I don't know if he quoted this one from Rav Hirshel Schechter, but I've heard this from Rav Hirshel Schechter also many times, that he tells through the famous Nesivas that Rav Hirshel Schechter quotes often in as a chilek, a fundamental chilek between the Raisas and the Rabbanans. That mitzvahs, the Raisas has the power to create a Shafa Chalais, the Shafa Din in a Cheftza. In the Cheftz itself, it creates a new Metzias. The Raisas create a new Metzias. The Rabbanan have a power, but the Rabbanan's power is more relegated to Gavra. The Rabbanan could tell you and I what we could do and what we can't do. They can't say this table is a Davar Us or Davar Mutter. They can tell me, I have to treat this table like a Davar Us or Davar Mutter. They don't change the Metzias. We have to listen to the Chamim, but the point is, the power of the Chamim to make Isurim or Gzeris or Dinim is more in telling us what we should do and what we could do and what we should not do. Right, or what we could not do, but it's all about us. What we can, the gavra. But it sounds very much like the Dharma Shvudik. But gavra chefza. But deraisa is the power to say that this itself is a chefza vizir, or this itself, this chilul does work. It doesn't work. It mitzias does work. It doesn't work. The chama could say you shouldn't do it, and therefore maybe even it won't work. But really, it's what you should or shouldn't do. It's not changing the chefza. So says Rav Rasner, beautiful. This is see if it fits over here like a glove. It could be a mamish this gemara over here. Bishlam, according to my number, says that's mitzraisa. That's mutter, and it's only the Rabbanan Asher it. Therefore, the nusach is yasen layasev. We're telling you what you could do, what you can't do. Not what works, what doesn't work, but what you're supposed to do, because we're talking to the gavra. But if it's midraisa, we should say what's chal and what's not chal. Mechlina, mechlina, a beautiful connection to that that popular, famous asivis. Okay. Now we learned back on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, we learned that that when you have a sale between mice and metaltalin, what creates the kinyan? The mashicha on the metaltalin creates the kinyan, not the taking of the mice. The taking of the mice is not going to affect the kinyan. That's what we said in the mission. We said the mishapar if you chayzer, but it doesn't affect the kinyan. Again, we said for Rabbi Shimon that maybe according to Rabbi Shimon, it's the one who has the mice has yadal yinah. We're going knock up Rabbi Shimon now. The mice doesn't affect the kinyan. Rather the metaltalin does. The mashicha metaltalin does. What if a person chooses to use the mice like metaltalin? Meaning he does like an exchange. Meaning I should really start to explain another layer. We know that if you're exchanging a parah for a chamar. If you be machzor parah for chamar, so the second one person is meishach his, the guy who's slated to get the chamar, or the guy who's slated to get the parah. Once one does meshicha, he's kind of, the other one's kind of. Why? Because over there they're both peri. As long as they're both peri, as long as one's meishach peri, kinyan's chal, you can't renege, you can't go back, it's a done deal. If one part is meis, the part is peri, then you can go back. So the question I was, what about the other way? What if I try to exchange peris, meis as peris? I try to exchange it as peris, what's going to be over there? It says gemara, itmar. Rav Levi, one says a coin can be used as the tool of chalipin. Chalipin, of course, is not like my case of par b'chamar, also lashon of machlef. But chalipin, the classic chalipin is for like you make an exchange with a kerchief or something, right? You use that to do an active exchange. What if he's using the coin as an active exchange? Does that work? So it's not being sold for it, but rather it's kind of being exchanged for it. Is that going to work? It could still be with the value. It could still be with the value, but the point is, he's doing it, either he's doing it as a chiluf, a value for value, or he's doing it in the farshah b'tu malchim, or he's doing it as an act of chalipin, like instead of a kerchief. Right? By kerchief, you give the kerchief back. It's just a symbolic, it's a form of being a kinyan, but you're not exchanging value. Either way, the point is, you're not doing it with a regular mekach of mice. You're not trying to use a kinyan mice. That's the shayla. So, chanam ben aschlipin could work for chalipin, because you're not trying to use it for mice. Chanam in ben aschlipin, my bay itself can never be converted to be done chalipin. I'm a papa. My number in ben aschlipin. What's Shana's opinion says it can't be used as chalipin? Because whenever there's a coin, a person's das on the coin, the recipient, the giver, they're all das is on the tsura of the coin. If it's surah tavi debala, and the tsura is something which becomes, its bottle becomes obsolete. The point is, you cannot take away the monetary status of the money. It's money as characteristics of money, and the person's das is on it still that relates to money. His whole smicha's das is on the fact that he's getting a coin, this coin with the tzura, And you're going to say that's what makes it a chalipin, but it doesn't, because he's not confident on the tzur itself, because the tzur itself can leave at some point. Coins used to go out of fashion more often back in the day, but the point is, it's the guy's not samech das, therefore it cannot be a kinyan chalipin. It has to be kinyan mais. A kinyan mais, of course, doesn't work for a kinyan. You need mashicha of the chefza. Tanan. The Mara now is going to be a kasha on that opinion. On the opinion, it says that mais cannot be used for chalipin. Hazav kaina esakasef, our Mishnah. We said Zav could be kind of the kesef. Zav is considered the peri, and you can be kind of with the kesef. Maila b'chalipin, aren't we talking about case you're doing b'chalipin? And Shema minor matbeya not chalipin, and it's a raya that matbeya can be used for chalipin. Lai, the Mars assuming that meaning talking about the silver, and the silver is being done as chalipin, and we see that matbeya can be chalipin. Lai, bedamim, the silver is being offered as money, not as chalipin. Yachi, hazav kenes the kesef, mechayim b'bayli, the lushan that says the Zav acquires the gold, the silver, the lashon should be the gold is mechayev the silver. By making a kinyan the gold, it's mechayev the fellow on the silver side to do his part. It's, or mechayev the guy who just received the gold to give his silver to the guy. It's mechayev, not it's kaina. The Mara says Tani has a mechayev. Tani, read in the Mishnah, and we pointed out in the past when it says read in the Mishnah, it doesn't mean erase the word and switch the girsa. It just means read the Mishnah as if it says Hazav Mechayev. Even though it says Hazav Kaina, it means Hazav Mechayev. That's how you teach it. Hakalam Stavr, Stakam Stavr, and that's how you teach the Mishnah. We thought he's safe, go to the safe of the Mishnah. Hakesav any kaina Zav. We say Kesav, the next line is not Kaina Zav. Yeah, Mishnah, if we're talking about Damim, Hanadamim, Dav, Peri, Vakaspa, Ziva, makes a lot of sense. The gold has the status of Peri, the Kesav has the status of coinage, and therefore the gold cannot be Kaina, the silver, sorry, cannot be Kaina, the gold. The tiva peri like kani, because tiva cannot be kind of peri. The money cannot be kind of the peris. Eli, I'm chalipin. If it's talking going to kavina, that we're talking about chalipin over here. Tavai looking at dadi. If it's chalipin, the both the gold and silver are being nikna in a chalipin fashion. So why wouldn't it work? It should work. Each one should be nikna on the other one. It should work. Elamai. It's talking like we're saying that. Read it into the Mishnah that the gold is mechayev. The kesef is not chalipin. The gold is the peri, and it's mechayev the kesef. Oitanya, and we talk alert in a brisa. Hakesef and a kinyan zav. Kesef is not kinyan gold. Ketzad machle esvach habisha dinner shel kesef dinner zav. If one sold 25 silver dinners for gold dinner, afal bisha mashach has a kesef. You know, the one partner, the gold guy, he went and did a mashicha on the silver coins that he's supposed to be getting. Leikana ashiv shachas zav. He, the owner of the silver coins, is not kinyan the gold until he's mashach the gold. Why? Because the silver is money. The silver is not peri at all. It's not considered like a peri. It's money. The gold guy being meishik the silver coins is really useless. Doesn't do anything. Being meishik mammon is nothing. It says Maryam b'shlama b'damim. If we say we're talking about the kinyan of kesef is kinyan damim, that's why it didn't work. But if the silver was working with the chalipin, like an exchange, a barter, then it should have worked. Nikni, it should have worked. It must be. It's going b'damim. Ask them or not so fast. Elamai b'damim. If you're talking about case of damim, the silver is going for monetary purposes, the silver is considered money. Yachim reisha, go to the reisha of that brisa. Hazav kinyan kesef. When we say Zav is kind of Kesef, Ketzad, Machle Dinner Shazav, Esum is Chavisha Dinner Shakesef. If he sold someone a dinner of Zav, and he sold it in exchange for 25 dinner of Kesef, Kimish Mashach Zav, once the buyer of the gold is Mashach on the Zav, which is the Peri, then Nikta Kesef Hamakshu, the guy who's supposed to be getting the Kesef, is kind of wherever it is. If he says it's working with Chalipin, that's going to make sense. Hanitani Nikta Kesef Hamakshu, that's where the Kesef, wherever it is nikna to the fellow who gave up the gold. He's kind of the kesef wherever it is. Eli amrit b'damim. But if you say we're talking about a case where it's damim, the silver is also being offered as money, not as a chalipin. Hi nikna b'kesef kol makom shu nischayev gam b'bayle. Again, what do you mean he's kind of the kesef wherever it is? The kinyan's done that the gold now belongs to the buyer of the gold, and that buyer of the gold owes. He's mechuyev to give the silver to the gold seller. But to say that it's nikna to wherever it is, that's a shpach that applies when you have two peris, a peri for a peri, a chalipin for chalipin. You're saying over here, you told me over here, we're talking about the silver is money. It shouldn't be nikna wherever it is. It should just be, there's a chiyuv to give it to him. Amar, avashi, la'ilam adamim. We are talking about silver coins as money. It means, k'mayshahu k'damarle. It means, as they discussed, that's what it means, meaning, the Gemara explains. If he said originally, I'm going to give you from a new purse, meaning fresh coins, newly created coins. Johnny can't switch to give him from old coins. That even now, and even if old coins are better, he still can't switch. My time because the seller could say, I need them in order to age them. The point is that that what we mean over here is not that he's nikna b'kol makom shehu. Avada the king is only going to be, it's not a chalipin, it's a kinyan of being exchanging the gold for kesef coins, and until the coins come into his hand, he doesn't own them. But the point is, the one who's giving over the silver coins cannot exchange, he cannot trade what type of coins he plans to give. If he already had made an agreement to give new coins, he has to give new coins, and he can't switch it for old coins. Okay, we're going to continue on this topic, Mitzvah Shem, but let's leave it for after Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos. She will be not tomorrow night. She will be Mitzvah Shem on Sunday morning.